And as people in your neighborhood, and this morning I'm joined by Jerry Carpenter from the Sully County Fair Board. And judging by where she's from, you can probably guess what she's here to talk about, but maybe not. So good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm great. It's nice to meet you, and thanks for coming in this morning.
You bet.
So I know there's a big event coming up in
there
Sully County.
There is a big event. It's the 102nd Sully County Fair.
Wow, 102
years. 102
years.
We start Wednesday evening with bringing your photography exhibits to the fairgrounds, and then we'll judge them and put them up. And then Thursday evening, we start out with a supper at 6 o'clock. We're going to have pulled pork and barbecues with the fixings. And then from, that's at 6:30, not 6 o'clock. Cow Patty Bingo is at 6 o'clock. We have Cow Patty Bingo all three nights this year. Thursday afternoon, Friday afternoon, and Saturday afternoon.
No, wait, before you go on to the next thing, I got to ask, what is Cow Patty Bingo?
Cow Patty Bingo is we are selling tickets. It's $5 a chance. And then we make a board with those tickets with a name on each square. Mm-hmm. And then you turn a cow out, or calf, I think, is this year. Turn a calf out in a pen, and that is also squared off, the same as our board. And wherever the cow poops, that's who wins the $200 cash prize.
That's the funniest, but yet most amazing thing I've ever heard of. I gotta be honest.
It's fun. They've been doing that every year for a very long time. Very long time. The Legion used to do it, and it's. Now we do it in memory of Bob Pierce. He was always very involved with the Cow Patty Bingo. So we're excited to continue on the tradition.
Now, so what's the other kind of events are going to be going on?
So Thursday night, like I said, we have supper at 6:30. And then from 7 to 8, Gavin Colson, one of our local kids, will be performing. He is a very, very talented musician, amongst other things. He's also a very talented golfer. And then from 8 to 10 p.m. is the Barstool Prophets, and they too have a local connection in that Grant Bergeson is part of that band, so he's bringing his band to us at home, and we'll perform from 8 to 10. So that'll be a great time.
It's like live entertainment is always great.
Yes, it is, especially when it has a local connection.
Absolutely.
We like that a lot. So then Friday morning at 8 o'clock starts the crazy busy time of the fair. We encourage people to bring their exhibits, whether it's baking or crafts or quilts or animals to the fair. We do not turn away any exhibits. Also at 8 o'clock, the 4-H'ers will start their judging, so they can come and talk to their judges about their exhibits that they have brought to the fair. Excuse me, I'm sorry. At 10 o'clock, we'll start judging the open class, so be sure you have all your exhibits to the fairgrounds before 10 o'clock. And then the alumni, they'll have their building open both Friday and Saturday at 10 o'clock in the morning. So we encourage you to go stop by there and register if you're an alumni. And the building is air conditioned, which last week would have been great. This week, we may not need it much.
Looks like not really going to need it this week.
Not quite so much. Our inflatable carnival starts both Friday and Saturday at noon and runs till 6. Madison and Izzy are doing a fundraiser for the European trip with South Dakota Ambassadors of Music, and they're going to do snow cones and face painting on both Friday and Saturday. So that'll be fun. One of the new things that we have coming to the fair this year is the Discovery Center is going to bring us two different programs. On Friday, it's the Science of Flight at 2 o'clock. And on Saturday, it's at 11 o'clock, and it's the Bubble Festival. And I think that will be great fun. We all love the Discovery Center.
Absolutely. Discovery Center. I always tell them that between the Discovery Center and the library, there's always stuff for kids to do in this area.
Yes.
I mean, just the Discovery Center is just amazing.
It is. And it doesn't matter if you're a little person or an old person like me. It's fun to go to the Discovery Center. I love taking little people to the Discovery Center. At 4 o'clock on Friday afternoon is the pedal tractor pull sponsored by Lamb's Chevrolet. And then just before the PRCA rodeo on both Friday night and Saturday night, we'll have some mutton busting. Our PRCA rodeo is contracted with Sutton Rodeos, and they too are a local community business, so we enjoy supporting them. And on Friday night at 7 o'clock or 7:15, we will be honoring our special awards. So our friend of the fair and then our former fair person. So come on out. Be sure you're there by 7:15 so that you can see who our honorees are this year. Then after the PRCA rodeo, well, all the way through the PRCA rodeo, the Wheatland Lions will have their pies. They always bring us homemade pies every year in the Centennial Building. So that'll wrap up Friday. Then on Saturday morning, we start right away with the alumni have their gathering for rolls and coffee and visiting, and that's uptown at the Phoenix Center at 8 o'clock. The rib cook-off starts at 9. At 9:30, we have the Queen's Tea that has become very popular with our little people, our Sully County Snow Queens, both the Senior Snow Queen and the Junior Snow Queen, and then our Miss, I think she's still Miss Jack's teen, Adrian Gruce, is going to put on a Queen's Tea, and that's for the little people 10 and under, dressed in their finest, and it's so fun to watch. They are just great. Also at 9:30, one of the things that we've been doing the last couple of years is our Bloody Mary Bar. I went grocery shopping the other day, and it's going to be a good one. I think I've got probably every condiment you can think of. So then at 10 o'clock, we're going to have a salsa competition. That's another new thing that has come to the fair this year. We encourage everybody to make some salsa and bring it out. And the fair board will provide the chips. And for $5, you get all the chips you want. And you can go around and taste everybody's salsa. And then you get to vote on people's choice, which salsa you like the best. And so someone will win the People's Choice Award for that. Then we again have the inflatables and the snow cones. At 1 o'clock, we're going to have a talent show. Also at 1 o'clock is the poker run. That's become a very popular thing. You can bring your four-wheelers or your lawnmowers or your side-by-sides or whatever is on wheels and run in the poker run. Brady usually has a pretty fun trail around town that we stop and see which card we can get and see who can win that money. The Charlie Miller Memorial Chili Cook-Off begins at 1 o'clock. So the rib cook-off starts at 9 a.m. The chili cook-off starts at 1 p.m. And then we feed them at 5 o'clock. In between, we have a silent auction, the frying pan toss, and tire toss that Monica always has going over by the big Quonset in the south end of the fairgrounds. And then, like I said, we'll have mutton busting and the PRCA rodeo again on Friday or Saturday nights. Then Sunday, we start out with 10 o'clock coffee and rolls. And then we have an All Faiths Community Church service at 10:30. That's going to be led by Steve Noble this year. So we're looking forward to that. Then the alumni and community potluck picnic is at 11:30. Cardboard boat races. This is another fun thing that we've brought to the fair. Are at noon. We didn't get to do it last year because it was raining, but we had done it the year before. And that it is so fun. Macy and Casey Clark are heading this up. And they also have lots of cardboard. So if you want to make yourself a cardboard boat and come race it, be sure you get a hold of Macy or Casey. And then also at noon is the release of exhibits. And then at 1 o'clock is our last activity. It's the antique tractor pull. on the north side of the fairgrounds.
So I have to ask, the cardboard boat, I mean, they're not doing it on water, are they?
Sure, they're doing it at the swimming pool.
Cardboard?
Cardboard.
Well, that'll be an interesting thing to see, I gotta say that.
Cardboard and tape. That's how they make their cardboard boats.
Wow.
And they have oars, too, so you don't have to paddle. You can use your oars. Don't have to hand paddle.
Well, I can't swim anyway, so I don't think I'd even try it, so... You know.
I bet we have a life jacket. You could come try it. You wouldn't drown.
It'd be an interesting thing to see. I think it is fun to watch. Well, thanks for coming. It sounds like there's a lot of stuff going on. Now, so Sully County is it an adjoining county to Hughes County?
Yes, it's the next county north. Sully County is the next county north. Oneida is about 30 miles from Pierre. So you just come on up and... Bring your time for having lots of fun.
That's right. A lot of events going on. Well, thanks for coming in this
morning.
You bet. And I hope you have a great day.
You too. Thank you so much.